Reports that dozens of veterans died while waiting for care at Phoenix VA Hospital has caused anger in lawmakers of all stripes. Some lawmakers are calling for a criminal probe, while others say the VA needs a larger staff. Dan Dellinger of Vienna, Virginia, is the national commander of the American Legion, which has called for the head of the VA to resign. He says his group is open to allowing veterans to access private hospitals while the VA attempts to process the hundreds of thousands of backlog claims. But he says that could be more costly.
We wouldn't be opposed to that because we want the best health care fast as possible, but we also have to put a caveat on that it can't happen exceedingly, because then there goes the entire budget as fee-based, which is going to be higher in the private sector versus the ability in the VA.
General Eric Shinseki, the head of the VA, told lawmakers he plans to hold employees responsible for the persistent problems at the agency. But he says he's still awaiting an inspector general's report on the Phoenix Hospital at the center of this latest firestorm. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.